Welcome, everybody. It's a beautiful sunny day. You've made it. It looks like in one piece. I think it was Richard who terrorized the Delagis on the way up. You can ask him about that later. But a big welcome. Now, we have some new people with us, so I'm actually going to do introductions just a little bit later when we have a few more of us here. But we've got a little bit of kind of admin that we want to get through just to begin with. So, first of all, I hope you've all registered, you've found your rooms, and I hope you've all paid. Yes. Hey, thank you, Anne. So, yes, any queries on that, please see Jonathan or Tom. Okay. Another piece of admin for the weekend is, as you're probably aware, we use a program called Church Suite to manage people's names and addresses and contact details and things. And we generally find it helpful if we're calling you by the right name and we're trying to ring you on the right phone number and email you on the right address. So, first of all, in Church Suite, and most of you will have been sent, and after this weekend we will do a refresh on that, is you can go into Church Suite and you can adjust your own details. And you can also say, shall I let them know my mobile phone number?
No.
And, you know, it's also up to you. You have control over who can see what of your personal information. But we like to hold your name, your address, your email. We like to know about any children that you have. We do like to know your date of birth because we like to wish you happy birthday. And, So please, do use Church Suite. You can use it on the internet. There's an app you can download and you can get in just with a PIN number, so it's very easy and convenient. You get contact details that way because you'll have noticed that we don't print out community directories anymore. So, you know, we're trying to save some paper, some cost. So please do go online for that kind of information. But during the weekend, various people will be going around with clipboards, and we've printed off all the contents of Church Suite. So we would like to have all of you please just check your personal information. So you will probably get lunch meal queues and things like that. You know, someone will come over and say, oh, can you check? And please let James and I know of any corrections that are needed, because so we can get that all up to date. Okay. Abed. We have a thing called the Prayer Watch, and we've not given it very much love and care and attention over the last little while. And so Abed is kind of the administrator for this, and Abed, if you can come and just give us a reminder of what this is and how we can get involved, please.
All right. Thanks, you. Good morning, everyone. I'm Obed Andres. You don't normally see me because we're stowaways in Cambridge. But anyway, I'm here to revive again or encourage everyone to join our prayer watch. It's for those who do not know, it's like a prayer a relay where during the week there would be days on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays, each person will take 30-minute slot of prayer, praying for the various community concerns and those things, and then they will pass that on to the next person on the list. So we would be encouraging everyone to sign up for that list. Of course, prayer is good. Prayer is good for everyone. So we have an old list here. This needs updating, really. It was last updated 2019, so my fault. But for those who would like to sign up early and as soon as you can, I'd be there in the corner. And for those who would sign up, I have some extra goodies here to encourage you. Some chocolates here. So the first person who would sign up here would catch the chocolate. So yeah, that's good for everyone. So yeah, we have 30-minute slot on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays. We have some names here in the list. If you want to change your slot, you can do so again. We'll update that. If you And there are various slots here. I mean, you can see it in the list later on. So anyway, during the whole week, weekend, you can see me in, around the corner or wherever, whenever we had breaks or what. Anyway, see you around later. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for that.
We love Filipinos because they can involve food in anything. It's great. Okay, I'm going to invite up the Frontier Center staff. They're going to come up and give us a little briefing now about, just to make sure that our time here works well and is safe for everybody.
Thank you. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Frontier Center. It's great to see some familiar faces. There's a few people here that I recognize. Speaking to somebody earlier, been coming for 15 years. That's amazing. That's fantastic. So if anybody been coming for longer than 15 years, or is that about right?
I think so.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. That's incredible. It's amazing to have you guys come year in, year out. I know I've been on duty several times with you guys. It's fantastic to have you back. I'm Clive. I'm duty manager. Over in the back there hiding away is Alex. He is also duty manager. He's on call, and if he'll be the first port of call that you see. And then if he can't deal with anything, it'll be me. So for those guys that are new, welcome to Frontier Centre. Frontier Centre is run by Rock UK. We are a Christian organisation, so that means that the staff that you meet on site mostly are Christians, and they'll be delighted to talk to you about what that means to be a Christian in their lives. You have pretty much the site to yourself this weekend. You have the building down there and obviously the sports hall here. There's your private space. Nobody else is going to be coming to use them. We have, I think, one other person on site, and that's it. You've pretty much got the run of the place. So, great. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy yourself. If you see that one other person, say hello. She's probably feeling very... she's coming for a bit of a retreat, so I'm sure she's happy to be here. You should all be given some lovely blue wristbands, I think they are. Fantastic. If you could make sure you keep those wristbands on, obviously it helps us just to make sure we know who's on site, who should and who shouldn't be. If you see anybody who's not wearing a wristband or a uniform similar to mine, then you can just let one of us know. We could be one of our staff that's off duty, or it could be the other lady. Your meals. So you're going to be down in Whittaker Lodge for your meals. From lunchtime today, we'll be down there. So if you just meet down outside of the dining room about 5 minutes before meal times are due to start, and then our staff will show you in and tell you which tables to sit at and various things like that. If you have one of the white wristbands, they're the wristbands that tell you of a special dietary requirement, please make sure you show that to our staff at the front that are serving your food. We've got some fairly new staff. They are mainly Brazilian. I think we've got one Brazilian, lots of Brazilians and one Zimbabwean. So obviously you'd speak to them. But the reason we do a white wristband is just to make sure that communication is good and they get the right information to make sure you get the right food. So just bear with them. If they don't quite understand, just ask them again and they'll get the right food sorted for you. And then at the end of the meal, as per normal, just ask you just to clear your tables, plates and cups and cutlery and all that kind of stuff to the front of the dining room. That'll be a fantastic help. You should all be given a set of bed linen as well. Yeah, great. Excellent. I know you've only just arrived, but tomorrow when you leave, if you could just take the bed linen back off your beds, bring it back down into that foyer area in Whittaker or in Rowan, if you're down in Rowan, that would be great. The buildings are all fitted with fire alarm systems as well. We're not expecting them to go off, but if they do, then please leave the building as quickly as possible by the nearest available exits. Obviously here, in here, and loads of them down in Whittaker. And the fire assembly point for here is in the car park. For Rowan is down by the cage, the sports cage. And for Whittaker, it's just at the top car park. And if that happens, Tom is hiding. He was sit over there a minute ago. You've moved on me. Could you just give the duty phone a ring if that happens, Tom? Thank you. Some of you guys are on activities. Are they all here, or is it all the younger ones are on activities? Younger ones. Oh, it's the younger ones are going to go and have the fun. All right, well, they're going to have a lovely time outside enjoying the environment. I won't tell you too much about what they're doing. They're going to have great fun. We are an activity centre. Those younger ones will be experiencing some of those activities this morning and this afternoon. So for those of you who haven't been to the centre before, just be aware when you're out and about, there's lots of activities. Generally, they've got a fence around them. If you've come across an area that has a fence around it, don't go into that area unless you have one of our instructors with you. We do also have quite a lot of rabbits. So if you are across the grass areas, take care that you don't put your foot down a rabbit hole, because you're going to hurt yourself, and we don't want that. If you want to catch a rabbit, by all means. We've got thousands of them. Catch it, take it home, cook it, whatever, I don't mind. As long as they don't stay here, that's fine. If there are any accidents or emergencies, like you've tried to catch a rabbit and you've fallen over and hurt yourself and the rabbit's laughing at you, then please let me know. I want to come and take a picture. No. Please let me know. We just need to do a little bit of paperwork for that. That'd be brilliant. We've been around and checked everything as well, so hopefully everything is in good working order. If you find something that's broken or damaged while you're here, then please again let us know and we'll try and get that sorted. Fantastic. That's pretty much all from me. Me and Alex are around at the weekend, so if you need us, just catch us and we'll try and sort out any issues. I hope you have a fantastic weekend with us. It's great to have you back, and yeah, we just pray that you have a good time meeting with God this weekend. Thank you.
Excellent. Before we jump into worship, Tom, he's gone. This is going to be like, where's Wally this weekend, isn't it? Where's Tom? Tom, can you just come and give us an orientation to the morning and what the schedule's going to be and a little sneak preview about how this afternoon's going to work, please?
Okay.
He's going to have to do that from memory now, isn't he?
Yeah. Okay, well, isn't it great? We got here. Yeah, there are one or two people still on their way, but that's all right. They'll join in when they get here. The kids are all off doing their wonderful things. So we're here. Actually, let me try and find the schedule, because I haven't memorized it just yet. Okay, no, I got one here, and it's posted right there. And in the Whitaker Center, there are a couple of places where it's posted, so if you ever need to refer. Okay, so we're all here, and we go till... we'll have a worship time, tea and coffee, at 10:55, so that'll be ready right there. Main session, 11:15 here. Till 12, and then there'll be an hour's worth of quiet reflection and then discussion groups. Okay, and lunch will be at 1:15 today. Okay, what else do we need to know for the schedule?
Sneak preview of what's on this afternoon.
Oh, this afternoon.
Because that gets a bit complicated.
Yes, this afternoon... We've got lots of different things going on. We encourage everybody, if you can, to participate. Georges and Justina are here, and they've got some all-ages fun activities from 2:15, so that's straight after lunch. Okay. We also have other bits and pieces unrolling as we go, rolling along, moving along, whatever. Obet, whom you've met, is the chief of board games. So if you're not inclined to be out and about, then there's board games. That's probably going to be in the at the end of Beach, the Beach corridor. There's a lounge there. Okay, Richard Perry is going to do the nature walk. That's at 3 p.m. Football, 3:15 till 4:30. Got good long time. See Matt Flynn out on the pitch. Now the zip wire. We've got the zip wire, I want to encourage everybody who's not playing football to try out the zip wire. Okay? It's great. I did it last year and set the Antioch record for the oldest person on the zip wire. So, Ann Morris, you can beat my record for the. Okay, that's assuming she's older than I am. I'm not sure that's exactly true.
Sorry, if anyone really doesn't do any of that, I've got some art materials you can join me at the end of
the art materials with Roz. Okay, that's cool. The zip wire starts at 3:30, so you can do all that. Okay, one little comment. There is Wi-Fi here, but you can't use it. All right? All right? Unless you have a real important need for it. The zip wire.
Yeah.
Okay, the zip wire. When is the zip wire? It's... We wanted it later.
Yeah, they can only do 3:15, they said yesterday.
No, it is 3:30, it's confirmed.
Oh, they've confirmed.
Yep, it is, zip wire is definitely 3:30. So you have no excuse for not doing zip wire. And there's another question.
I think it's noise in the football now.
What did I say? Matt. That's right, yes. It's not you, you're not the football man. Sorry, I'm using an old list here. What did I say? So who's the football man? It is Lloyd. It was Matt.
Danielle's asked me to say something about the kids' activity finishing.
Okay, so I told you you can't use the Wi-Fi. That's enough for me.
Just a quick one. Danielle was mentioning to say that the all-ages activity with the kids will finish at 3 in time for the football and everything else. So if you want to get to know the kids and you've got some energy, that would be brilliant if you can come.
Regarding the board games, if you brought along board games with you, I'll be at the end of the beach hall. You can collect them, put your names in them, and so that we can return them in safe condition after the day. Thank you.
And we're almost at peak entropy here. And one other activity that will be going on this afternoon is that there will be prayer ministry available. I think there's a sign-up sheet over on the coffee table over there. So there are some slots. End of Ash. And with Arthur and Rebecca, and they will round up some others if necessary. Yes. So wonderful. Thank you for those of you giving up your time for that. Great. Whoa. Administration done. One last job. There are lots of new faces here this afternoon. So I would love it if someone could introduce for us, please, some of the new folks who are here. Welcome. Welcome, Sully. Welcome, Philip. Welcome, Anthony. Anybody else? Anybody else? Emily. Hi, Emily. Welcome, Emily. Awesome, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Welcome to Jules and to Teen as well. Jules, we know about you and we see you very occasionally, but great that you can be with us this weekend. Welcome to Danielle and Raja Baz for their first anniversary weekend. So God is good. Amen? God is good. The weather, fantastic. And here we all are. Here we all are gathered once again. And so a very big welcome to you all. I started praying about this weekend. And it's because I knew I was going to be taking this slot. And, you know, we're all here. We're all kind of changing gears and going, ah. And I said, Lord, what do you want me to say? And I'd scarcely got that thought, that prayer in my mind, and Mark 6:30 came to my mind. Mark chapter 6:30 to 34. The apostles gathered around Jesus and reported to him all that they had done and taught. And they've just been out in pairs evangelizing, speaking of the good news of the kingdom of God. And because so many people were coming and going that they did not even have a chance to eat, Jesus said to them, come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest. So they went away by themselves in a boat to a solitary place. But many who saw them leaving recognized them and ran on foot from all the towns and got there ahead of them. When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd. So he began teaching them, saying many things. And literally, this verse just in my mind. And it's great because usually when I've got an event like this, I'm saying, Lord, Lord, give me a clue, Lord, please. And I was just thinking, you know, we may relate to any, you know, of the different characters in the passage. You know, we may feel like the disciples. We're exhausted, but we're exhilarated. You know, we have seen the Lord do great things. I've been receiving the messages from The Turning, who've been doing mission this week, and they're talking about lives given to Christ every day, just on the streets. In a 10-minute encounter, people are giving their lives to the Lord and also giving their personal details so that they can be followed up and come into discipleship. God is good. So we may be exhilarated, but exhausted. We may feel like the crowd, like sheep without a shepherd. We may be running, saying, you know, I desperately need to hear from this man, from this preacher. I need his words. We may feel like Jesus, grieving the death of his cousin John, who's just been executed by Herod. We may find ourselves in a very different kind of place with a different set of feelings. But you know what? Jesus invites each and every one of us to be here, to be with us, to be gathered in this place to receive from him this weekend. Jesus invites each of us to be in this place with him, to find rest, to be refreshed and refocused, and to be renewed in him. Amen? Amen. Now, I just want to kind of read one more thing to you, because our wonderful sister Kyria, who prays for these things so well, came up to me earlier with Isaiah 38:19-20. The living, they praise you as I am doing today. Parents tell their children about your faithfulness. The Lord will save me, and we will sing with stringed instruments all the days of our life in the temple of the Lord. The living, we are here. We are here. The Lord has given us life and life in him. We are here, and we are here to worship. We are here to sing the praises of our God. Because no matter where we come from and where our hearts are, the Lord is coming to meet us. And as we worship him, and as we acknowledge him, and as we praise him, and as we give him the glory that he is due, so he works in us. So his Spirit will be at move in all of us. So I just invite us now to give this weekend to the Lord and let him do what he wants with us. Yes, we're on not our original plan for the weekend, but God is good. God is bigger and better than our plans. So I invite us all to stand and I'll pray, and then I'll hand over to Kathy and the team, and they will lead us into the courts of the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord our God. Praise you, Lord our God, our King and Savior. Father in heaven, Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit, here we are. We come to you. We stand in your presence. We stand before you this morning. And Lord, you know all the things that are bouncing around our minds and our hearts. You know all the things that are there. And we ask you, Lord, give us your grace. Give us your grace that we can be still. Give us your grace to set our eyes on you. Give us grace to receive from you this weekend. We thank you that you have so much for us. And Lord, we just come and stand in this place now to start receiving from you as we praise you and as we worship you and as we sing to your holy name. Amen. Praise you, Jesus.
Praise and blessings you, Lord. We give you honor.